Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Shutdown averted in Washington. The Senate just passed a short-term spending bill, also okayed by the House today, to extend funding deadlines and keep the government open another few weeks. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The vote tonight is a strong indication that we can work in a bipartisan way to get those bills passed. And we hope to finish funding all of the government by March 22nd. That is the commitment the Speaker made with us yesterday, and we're counting on him to follow through.
Wildfires keep spreading in Texas, but CBS's Dave Malkoff tells us more help is on the way.
While they're still assessing the damage here in Fritch, these wildfires have now grown so large that a federal team is on its way to take over operations starting tomorrow morning.
So far, at least two people have died in these fires. Both President Biden and former President Trump visited the southern border today in Texas and held dueling events addressing immigration issues. Biden in Brownsville urging Congress to pass legislation to beef up security there.
They desperately need more resources, need more agents, more officers, more judges, more equipment in order to secure our border. Folks, it's time for us to move on this. We can't wait any longer.
CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez followed President Trump's
visit.
Here
in Eagle Pass, former President Donald Trump said that President Biden is directly at fault for the record levels of illegal crossings here over the past 3 years. He also cited recent examples of immigrants living in the country illegally, committing very serious crimes, including the murder of that Georgia nursing student.
The 22-year-old was killed by a Venezuelan migrant. Alabama lawmakers are rushing to resume IVF services.
Republicans in deeply red Alabama have quickly passed legislation to protect those who provide in vitro fertilization services from illegal action after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are children. Barbara Kalura is president of the National Infertility Association, also known as Resolve.
These legislators need to see the faces and stories of people with infertility because that will inform how they move forward.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is expected to sign the IVF protection bill into law. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, first it was heavy rain, and now people are bracing for blizzards in Northern California. CBS's Carter Evans is in Truckee.
Now that that blizzard warning is officially kicking in, people are taking this pretty seriously. I was talking to people last night. This storm is all that people were talking about. There are people at the grocery store preparing.
Parts of the mountains near Lake Tahoe could see up to 10 feet of snow by this weekend, but lower elevations could still see about a foot. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How about Dr. Joe throwing up for the Chicago audience? He knows his basketball. He knows his NBA. I got to tell you, I get texts from him during the Wolves games. Did you see this? Oh, he's fun to have as a friend.
He definitely is.
Oh, gosh. Nas Reed. Nas, you are my favorite player in the NBA right now, man. The key to that team, I mean, as talented as Edwards is, as talented as Cat is, as talented as Rudy Gobert is, that team is solidifying. Naz Reed is such an important cog in that machine, man. And he is delivering. I'm feeling good about this team, man. Feeling good about the T-Wolves. 952-946-6205. It is Listener Appreciation Month here at AM 950. Yeah, speaking of your all-stars, you're my all-star. There you are. We have been giving away prizes all month long here, and it's long overdue because you guys have been fantastic to us, been supporting of us, been supporting our sponsors. We're so grateful for that. And so we're doing an entire month here. Now, we got a grand prize, and I cannot say I have been told every single day I walk into the studio, Matt, you cannot share the details on it. Now, could I be bribed? Hello there. Depends on the. I mean, no, boss, never. I could never be bribed. we'll tell you soon. Don't worry about that.
Can I bribe you with an Arby's beef and cheddar?
Oh, now you're just getting, now you're just teasing me. Now you're just teasing. If you could bring back the Arby's potato triangles, potato cake triangles, I'll be blabbing all day long, man. I've been telling everybody. That's right in my sweet spot there. That or spam, one of the two. But needless to say, I have been informed by the station's lawyers, zip it, Matt, and so I shall. I will not say anything about it, but we're going to be announcing it fairly soon here, so just you wait, all right? This week, the giveaways we're giving away include a $50 gift certificate to Vinaigrette, which is fantastic. Also, we've got copies of Tom Hartman's new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back. As a matter of fact, I'm giving away a copy of that later on this hour. So listen for your chance to call in and be the right number caller, and you'll get yourself a copy of Tom Hartman's book. Reminder as well, not only can you win on my show, you can win on Native Roots Radio, which is right after my show, Ghost Box Radio with Bakken, which is fantastic. You can listen to that at 10 o'clock tonight. You can get prizes there. Also, I should mention you should go over to the Facebook page on AM950, and you can like the page, like any of the posts on the page, comment on those posts. You'll get entered in that way. Go get the email newsletter. You can go check that out, and then you can get entered in that way. It's our way of saying thank you. We once again, a little bit later on today, a copy of Tom Hartman's new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back. We'll be giving that away right here on AM950. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I want to mention one thing here, and I, the people on the right are telling us exactly who they are. In the 3 o'clock hour, I mentioned the guy in Kentucky who basically wants to gut all workers' rights laws. And his argument is, well, of course we'll still allow you to have a lunch break. Well, then why get rid of the lunch break? See, they don't even want to, they're telling us exactly who they are. You have the woman who basically is, oh, well, we're not against in vitro fertilization. Okay, let's make it enshrine it into the law. Oh, I'm not going to do that. They're telling us who they are. Part of the reason why they're able to disguise their agenda behind a narrative. If I were to tell you what the issue is this election and probably every election for the next 5 years, it's women's reproductive rights. And birth control is on the table in regard to whether or not that's going to be legal. In vitro fertilization is going to be basically illegal. It's already illegal in Alabama. It's illegal. I mean, think about this. I mean, this is something that Colbert brought up last night, I believe it was, or maybe the night before. He said that if you're in Alabama and you go to in vitro fertilization, part of your life plan now has to be funding for permanent cryo storage of your frozen embryos because Alabama does not allow you to get rid of them, that they are a human life. So that if you have in vitro fertilization in Alabama or you're going through the process and they have your frozen embryos, you literally have to pay for the rest of your life for storage of those frozen embryos because the state of Alabama will not allow you to get rid of them, even after you're pregnant. It's crazy. They're telling you exactly what they're going to do. And clearly abortion rights, in vitro fertilization rights, birth control rights, these are all things that are going to get cut and killed by the Republicans. They're not hiding it. They're talking about doing this. They've already got these personhood bills in all these states. They're telling you exactly what they want to do, and they've been very straightforward that Trump says he wants to pass a national abortion ban. He wants that the Republicans want to do this. They're telling you exactly what they're doing. But what they also are doing is screaming, the real issue this year is the border. Is it? Border crossings are actually fewer than they were under Trump. No joke. Under Trump, there were more border crossings. As much as Republicans a year ago started screaming, and they did this because they knew birth control, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, is a toxic issue for them. So a year ago, they started screaming, border, 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 border. And every single Republican keeps screaming, border, 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 even Republicans that have nothing to do with the freaking border. And mind you, unless you're Native American, you dim bulbs, you all were freaking immigrants at some point. idiots. the Republicans' standards are they basically have to hide in plain sight. Now, the crime is this. I have seen multiple news outlets now say, here's CNN. This is CNN right before I left to come to the station today. Biden, Trump make dueling boarding videos that says immigration dominates 2024 race. Does it dominate? I would guess in vitro fertilization becoming illegal under a Republican administration, that would dominate. That's going to dominate. I would say getting rid of birth control, that kind of dominates. Trump being a criminal, that kind of dominates. No. What has the Republicans done? They keep screaming border, 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 and the news media, whether they're complicit or they're just fools, they run along with it. The main issue this year is not the border. The main issue this year is, do we have a freaking democracy at the end of all this? And they've got to convince you to ignore the giant, ugly troll 2 inches in front of your face. And once again, they've done this before. In 2000, they got you to ignore the clearly inferior George W. Bush and went along with that because, you know, Al Gore wasn't the perfect candidate. Yeah, George W. Bush was, sure as heck wasn't, was he? And then they got you in 2016. They got you just like, the thing which was crazy is I remember in 2016 having fairly loud arguments with people who's like, Hillary Clinton is not exactly who I want. I said, and Donald Trump is? She's no worse than he is. And like I said, a lot of Bernie supporters in later years after 2016, we're not exactly bragging a lot when he put babies into freaking cages and basically put his third Supreme Court justice on the court. It is comical to see how often the media and the left falls for this stuff. No, the border is an issue. Obviously it is. Immigration is a bit of an issue. Is it the issue? I don't know. The guy that basically wants to take away your lunch break seems like a pretty big one to me. The person that basically says that if you need in vitro fertilization, you better make sure you're careful which state you try to get that treatment in, because you might be spending part of your income for the rest of your life and your kids' lives and their kids' lives and their kids' lives paying for freezer storage for your frozen embryos. And as well, you know, of course, it's the whole birth control thing, which is, once again, they're trying to get rid of birth control. So do not be a fool. Do not be dumb. Do not be stupid. Do not allow them to dictate, because they're screaming border, not because the border is the biggest issue in this country, but because they can't argue anything else. They're on the wrong side of everything else. So they have to scream about the border. Don't buy it. Because I'll tell you what, that border, is that going to affect most of us? Absolutely not. Well, here's one thing that's kind of funny. If you did stop all the undocumented workers from coming across the border, all of a sudden our food and produce prices would skyrocket, because frankly, the ugly truth about America is we need to have the undocumented worker to be able to produce the food at the cost that we get it at today. But hey, I'll let that be a surprise, because that's already something we've learned. No, the border isn't the issue this year. It's women's rights, it's workers' rights, and it's whether or not we have a freaking democracy at the end of this. And when the Republicans keep screaming about border, 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 reminder, they're only doing that because they cannot talk about any other issue and immediately start asking them about in vitro fertilization and birth control, whether that should be available. Immediately, right in their face. Everyone, and we need to do that. You need to have the guts. Grow a spine. I do it every freaking day on this station. I need people out there that when Pete Stauber starts, it's the border crisis from the Minnesota 8th District of all places, he starts screaming it's a border crisis to say, so should women have full access to birth control? Don't make me answer that. Should in vitro fertilization be legal for, oh God, frozen embryos, that's a tough choice. Throw it back in their face, people. Throw it back in their face. 952-946-6205. Speaking of which, let me do the next one. Hey, you know how after the Democrats passed all their budget bills and everything last year, and the Republicans, they came storming out of the Capitol in St. Paul. They're furious. They're furious because they had a deal to get a lot of stuff they wanted to get funded in 2022. They walked away from it because they said, oh, we're going to win everything this election cycle. Funny story, they didn't. And then they had to sit back and watch as the Democrats became a unified force and passed, the DFL passed basically a litany of legislation that they've only dreamed of getting passed. And they came storming out of the Capitol. Came down and basically started screaming at the top of their lungs, well, when we have massive budget deficits and nobody can afford anything, you make sure you point towards them. So once again, after all this, the Republicans' call, the gamble they made was massive budget deficits. All right. Let's see how that's going for them. Minnesota lawmakers will have more money available this year than previously expected as officials project a $3.7 billion state budget surplus on Thursday. That's surplus. That's not a deficit. That's a surplus. So let's just come to grips with the reality. The Democrats, the DFL, are just far better at economic issues than the Republicans. Absolutely. The Republicans gave us the massive budget deficit with the Trump-era tax cuts. That's what caused that massive budget deficit, was the Trump-era tax cuts. In Minnesota, Democrats get in charge, and guess what? It's surplus ahoy. But I'm sure the Republicans, as a matter of fact, I actually have a quote here. I'll get to that in a second. The surplus increased $1.3 billion from projections released in December, driven by higher-than-anticipated tax collections over the last few months, while spending estimates have remained mostly unchanged. Separately, Minnesota is also about $2.9 billion in its rainy day fund. Ta-da! Our economy is humming along, said DFL Governor Tim Walz on Thursday, touting, did you hear in the background? No, it's not! Touting the legislature's investment last year in the free school meals program, the child's tax credit, and the sizable infrastructure bill. The forecast doesn't change our focus for this session. We are focused on implementation and infrastructure. Last spring, Minnesota lawmakers passed a two-year budget and spent nearly all the $17.5 billion budget surplus. The main job for lawmakers this year is passing a package of construction projects in a bonding bill, but individual DFL lawmakers have already pitched some new spending on things such as child care and schools. I would make an argument we need to do something about child care, for sure. I mean, that's just getting so out of control, it's not even funny. When the state surplus has improved, officials are still urging fiscal caution, though. A potential shortfall of about $1.5 billion could occur in the upcoming years if lawmakers don't leave some of the surplus on the bottom line. Well, we've got more than enough to cover that. You take care of some issues, and then you just leave the enough there to cover the deficit. And then if we have another budget surplus like Democrats seem to be having on a regular basis, well, you know, grab some whipped cream, nuts, and a cherry. There you go. If they spend more than $2.2 billion, it would be projected to dip into the negative, said Minnesota Management and Budget Commissioner Aaron Campbell. The imbalance, though, has shrunk since the last economic forecast released in December, which showed a $2.4 billion surplus this year, followed by a deficit of nearly the same size in the next budget. If the surplus wasn't completely left intact, Republican legislative leaders were less optimistic about Thursday's surplus news, saying Minnesota is still at risk of a deficit in the near future. Oh, God, I love this. Republicans have been warning since last session that this rampant spending will only hurt Minnesotans, and this forecast proves that, said Mouse Minority Leader Lisa DeMuth of Cold Springs. Now, Minority Leader DeMuth, she might have missed the lead there that we actually have a budget surplus. I don't know there. We have a budget surplus. Republicans have been warning since last session that this rampant spending will only hurt Minnesotans, and this budget surplus proves that. Oh, DeMuth. Good luck with that. Budget officials say they expect the state's economic outlook will improve this year and into the next. Minnesota's unemployment rate is below the national rate, and economists expect inflation to continue to drop. Corporate profits and tax revenues collected from the state are also expected to grow over the next 2 years. State Economist Lisa, I'm not even going to try that last name, said conflicts overseas or a possible federal government shutdown could shift the positive outlook. But that's not stuff that's in the control of the DFL in the state of Minnesota. As a matter of fact, once again, the DFL has delivered. Not only has the quality of life great and better here in Minnesota, but we have a budget surplus to go along with it where we can help more people. Now, I want to make sure one last point I want to bring about this is it never ceases to amaze me that we will always, always, always have Republicans who are like, you're wasting my taxpayer dollars. I'm moving to Texas or I'm moving to Florida. And I'm like, bon voyage, man. Because there is this broken mentality within the Republican Party when they sit there and they say, we're going to peel off the western third of the state and go to South Dakota, that somehow their lives are going to be the same quality of life they have in Minnesota, only they're not going to have to pay for it. And they don't understand, no, you're right. You might not have a state tax on some of these states, but you all know what you also don't have? Quality of life for anything. Your life will suck in these other states. And there are people who have, in the last few years, moved away only to move back when they realize, holy God, you can't believe the schools down there. Oh, my God, you can't believe how bad the roads are down there. Oh, my God, you can't believe the lack of parks or basic infrastructure down there. The quality medical care doesn't exist down there unless you're incredibly wealthy. That is the world that they think they think they can go down there and that it's some sort of utopia. And the reality is it's far worse down there. But I'll let that be a surprise. You know what? Minnesota, you're kicking ass. You are absolutely kicking ass. And you're kicking ass because you put the DFL in charge. And with the DFL in charge, everyone is getting benefits. Everyone's getting tax rebates, and everybody, we get a budget surplus so we can do even more to help fix this state. God bless you, Democrats. God bless you, Tim Walz. And let's keep going and bless Minnesota. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hey, AM 950 listeners, this is JP DeBragosian. I host This Queer Book Saved My Life and The Gailey Show, and I want to say on behalf of myself and my executive producer, Jim Pounds, we appreciate you a lot. You have given us such a warm welcome. Your calls and emails of support have meant the world to us. There aren't a lot of AM radio stations and their listeners who support queer creators like you do. So thanks for listening, and here's to another excellent year of progressive radio and queer progressive radio.
Hey, it's Patrick. February is the month for love. So when's the last time you gave your carpet the love and attention it really deserves? If your carpet hasn't been professionally cleaned, you are breathing unhealthy levels of nasty dirt, dander, bacteria, and germs that keep recirculating again and again and again. Lucky for you, Zero Res is going to spread the love to you and your home with their Love Your Rug special. Get 3-room Zero Resified starting at just $119 and a free hallway. And don't forget dirt and dander's favorite hiding place either, your air ducts. This month, take $75 off when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. Call Zero Res right now or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM 950 special. If you're a business owner, protect your employees and customers by getting your business Zero Resified by the pros at Zero Res. Call today for your commercial cleaning estimate. Backward or forward spells the same. Zero Res.
Hi, it's Penny from Nightingale in Minneapolis. Since 2012, we've been your go-to dining spot near 26th and Lindale in South Minneapolis. Indulge in classics like our scallops, steak tartare, Nightingale burger, and the irresistible chocolate pot de creme. Chef Carrie keeps it fresh with seasonal dishes. We have craft cocktails and curated wines for anyone's taste. And Mondays mean half-price wine bottles. Open daily 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. with the full menu until midnight. Join us at Nightingale, where good times and great flavors come together.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. So I'm going to go back into this recurring theme on today's show is they're telling us exactly who they are. And if you're dumb enough to fall for their, the border's the only issue you can talk about. They desperately only want you to focus on that or being outraged at Joe Biden and ignore the fact that they want to get rid of all workers' rights, that they want to end democracy, they want to start taking over women's bodies even more than they already do. And then there's this little nugget that I think that everyone needs to listen to this and be very, need to understand the complexities of this. Nearly 3 in 10 Minnesotans, including a majority of the Minnesota Republicans, hold Christian nationalist views, according to a new survey of 50 states conducted by the Public Religion Research Institute. Christian nationalists support an aggressive fusion of church and state and believe in a Christian primacy in politics and law, in the words of conservative commentator David French. For the purposes of the study, respondents were asked how much they agreed with the following five statements. 1, the U.S. government should declare America a Christian nation. 2, U.S. law should be based on Christian values. 3, if the U.S. moves away from our Christian foundations, we will not have a country anymore. 4, being Christian is an important part of being truly American. And 5, God has all called Christians to exercise dominion all over all areas of American society. God has called Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. Wow, that's terrifying. And mind you, should mind you that most Trump Christians have admitted they don't go to church but once a year, if that. So it tells you exactly this is not about any kind of Christianity. It's not about feeding the hungry, taking care of the sick, any of that stuff. No, it's about basically forcing their will, their political will, on others under the argument that their political points of view are somehow Christian. Make sure we understand that. That is what the Republicans want to do. The survey group categorized Americans based on their level of agreement with those propositions. Those who agreed with all five were classified as Christian nationalist adherents, while those supporting most of them were categorized as sympathizers for the cause. People disagreeing with most of the five items were labeled as skeptics, while those rejecting all five completely were dubbed rejectors. Now, I would be qualified as a rejector, even though I'm a Christian, because separation of church and state tells me we should not have any of those things. Of the 450 Minnesotans surveyed, 8% were adherents. So 8% said they agreed with all of them. An additional 20% were sympathizers, 39% were skeptical, 29% rejected all five notions completely. So I want to make sure we understand that the vast majority of the people that were in the survey out of Minnesota disagree with those statements, which is a good thing. Basically 68%. But you should not just skip past that 28% either completely agree with those or are mostly on board with those. Those breakdowns were virtually identical among all Americans as a whole. In Minnesota, 53% of Republicans are adherents or sympathizers. 53% of Republicans are adherents or sympathizers. Think that most of those five things should be the law of the land. While half of the independents are skeptics and a solid majority of Democrats reject Christian nationalism, the margin of error for Minnesota was a plus or minus 5.8%. Relative to other Americans, Christian nationalists are less likely to have a four-year degree, more likely to be over the age of 50, more likely to be Republican, more likely to identify as born-again or evangelical Christian. Support for Christian nationalism is especially high in conservative rural states. In neighboring North Dakota, for instance, half the adult population espouses Christian nationalist views, supports and also high in Republican strongholds like the Gulf Coast as well as parts of Appalachia. Christian nationalists see political struggles through the apocalyptic lens of revolution and violence. According to the report, roughly half of the adherents and sympathizers believe there's a storm coming.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is crediting bipartisan leadership for helping pass a short-term spending measure tonight that keeps the government open through late March.
What we have done today has overcome the opposition of the MAGA hard right and gives us a formula for completing the appropriations process in a way that does not shut down the government and capitulate to extremists.
Federal fire crews are headed to Texas now to help fight massive wildfires that have now killed at least two people. Ryan Hightower lost his home, her home, in Fritch.
It's heartbreaking, not just for me and my family, but all the other families that have lost.
People are now preparing for whiteout conditions out west. Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
We've got a monster winter storm that's crashing in right now. Significant snow and rain as well. Some spots at high elevation could see 6 feet or more of snow and blizzard warnings in effect across California and Nevada.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Wisconsin next week. She'll highlight the Biden administration's efforts to promote union job growth and apprenticeship programs while in Madison. The White House is not offering more details. Harris was in Waukesha County in January, part of a string of visits from top White House officials ahead of the presidential campaign. It's been more than a week now since anyone's last seen 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers. His grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference this week.
I want my grandson to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop.
His mother and her boyfriend are in jail on child neglect charges. There's a $15,000 reward for information. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a clear sky with a low in the low 30s. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow. The wind picks up a little bit. A high right around 50 degrees. And continued warming into the weekend. Mostly sunny and in the mid-50s on Saturday. And more sun around Sunday. Low 60s and windy. Currently 35 degrees.
The Todd Allbus Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Chambaud Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambaudFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Greg Bakken here. Like you, I love good, fresh, delicious food. So I want to tell you about this treasure in Roseville called Maverick's Real Roast Beef. Maverick's has the best roast beef sandwiches I've ever had. Made fresh every order. Add fries or onion rings dropped in the fryer when ordered, and you have a winning combination. Maverick's Real Roast Beef has a lot more than roast beef, so check out their website, mavericksbeef.com, or check out their restaurant on Lexington in Roseville.
Tune in every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. for a full hour celebrating LGBTQ stories, culture, and entertainment in Minnesota with This Queer Book Saved My Life and The Gaily Show. Can't catch the shows live? Then listen through your favorite podcasting app. Plus, you can watch The Gaily Show anytime on AM950's YouTube channel or Facebook page. For all the details, visit thisqueerbook.com or AM950radio.com. We'll see you Saturdays at 2 p.m. or anytime via podcast, YouTube, or Facebook.
Experiencing an injury or illness? Wondering if you'll be able to keep your job or when you can return to work? The Minnesota Retain Program may be able to help. Participants may qualify for free support from experts who can guide you through the next steps to get you back to work quickly and safely. Visit mnretain.com or call 507-284-4537 to learn more. Minnesota Retain is fully funded under a grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. This message is brought to you by Minnesota Retain, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
All My Relations Arts presents Okizi. Okizi means to heal, and the exhibition highlights the healing power of cultural revitalization for Native communities. Okizi showcases prints, mixed media, textiles, beadwork, digital collage, and glass sculptures by Native American and Sami artists. It explores indigenous communities' active healing efforts through language revitalization, land back movements, and embracing traditional knowledge. Visit All My Relations Arts to experience Okizi through April 13th. More information at allmyrelationsarts.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 50. Tonight clear with a low around 34, and Friday sunny with a high near 58. Maverick's Real Roast Beef in Roseville sets the standard for savory satisfaction. Experience the perfection of their Philly steak, turkey bacon, avocado, and more. Elevate your meal with freshly fried fries or onion rings. Visit mavericksbeef.com or stop by their location in Roseville off Lexington Avenue. Maverick's Real Roast Beef.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Reminder, I've got a book of Tom Hartman's here, that the latest book from him, The Hidden History on the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back. Well, you still got to give away a copy of that yet some point today. Keep listening for that. 952-946-6205. So this is a study, this is a report out of the Minnesota Reformer. And once again, it's a study that was done asking the following five questions. And I want to repeat these five questions because these are terrifying questions. One, the U.S. government should declare America a Christian nation. Two, U.S. laws should be based on Christian values. Three, if the U.S. moves away from our Christian foundations, we will not have a country anymore. Four, being Christian is an important part of being truly American. And five, God has called Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. That last one's a real doozy, isn't it? Now, mind you, all this goes exactly against the Founding Fathers. And by the way, if you've not ever read anything about the Founding Fathers of the country and how they specifically did not want to have one religion mentality in this country, then stop talking authoritatively about them. It's not like they hid this. I mean, Washington, when he was out in the people, he would specifically search out different religions and denominations to go and meet with and talk with, not just Christians. They all did. They understood that they were trying to create something new here. And no, they did not want to have a Christian nation. That is modern day politicians who are trying to find some sort of patriotic tie-in to their absolute warping of Christianity to their political point of view and then forcing that on everyone else. Because I can tell you right now, give you a great example, disclaimer, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do, I'm Christian. Gospel of Matthew tells you very distinctly to feed all people, give them health care, welcome in strangers from strange lands. None of those things. Those are three direct teachings from Jesus, which are repeated often. The guy that makes Christians Christians. All three of those things are repeated within the Bible over and over again. None of them want to do that. What do they want to do? They don't want to feed the hungry. They don't want to take care of the sick. They sure as heck do not want to welcome in strangers from strange lands. They clearly don't want to do any of those things. So This idea of a Christian nation, no, it's not a Christian nation. It is their version of Christianity, which is basically Republican talking points wrapped around a cross. And that's all it is. But those are some pretty freaking bizarre statements. And once again, the study shows a Minnesota, 450 Minnesotans surveyed, 8% were adherents, completely on board with all five of those statements. 20% were sympathizers, agreeing to a majority of those statements. In Minnesota, 53% of Republicans are either adherents or sympathizers. A majority of the Republican Party in Minnesota agrees with all or most of the following five statements. The U.S. government should declare America a Christian nation. U.S. laws should be based on Christian values. If the U.S. moves away from our Christian foundations, we will not have a country anymore. Being Christian is an important part of being truly American, and God has called Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. 53% of Christians agree with all five of those things, or the vast majority of those things. 53% of Republicans. 53% of Republicans think that that is what we should have in this country. 53% of Minnesota Republicans. I bring this up because we are going to have Republicans running in the suburbs or running in the Duluth Metro or running in Rochester or running in Mankato or running up in Moorhead. And they're going to be running in that Minnesota 8th District. I'm looking at you, Pete Stubby, and running out in one with Finstad. And they're going to be sitting there, and they're going to be sitting there making the argument. They're going to be like, you know, I'm not really this far right guy. I disagree with my party all the time. The Republican Party does not allow for dissent. I want to remind people of the, who is the guy? I keep forgetting his name. Who is the guy that ran for governor? For the Republicans, that Mr. Anti-Vax guy.
Jensen.
Thank you. Yeah, Dr. Scott Jensen. Thank you. I forget his name. He's pretty bland. He's like the beige of politics. Anyway, or eggshell white. He's eggshell white. Anyway, he put forward, remember when he put forward his insulin bill to help people? I mean, he's a doctor. He's a Republican. He put this bill to try to help people. His own party made him vote against it. There is no, divisiveness within the Republican Party. They are all marching in step with the extremist far right. The majority of their party wants to force Christianity on the rest of us. The majority of Republicans. So when that folksy old Republican starts running, then that plus 5D suburban district say, hey, I don't know where you get the idea. I'm with them all the time. I have my own independent views. Ha! They're lying. No, they're lying. They're lying. They would never go against the Republican base. They would never go against the Republicans. Nope, they would not. Think of the most extreme far-right Republican in the state, Lucero or ZZ Flop or Walter or Drazkowski, Gruenhagen, Franzen. You think of the most extremist far-right Republican, that is where their marching orders come from. And that's not just me saying that. That's a poll where 53% of Republicans in the state of Minnesota demand that we turn this country into a Christian nation over Uber Alles. And they can't win with that in the metro suburbs. They can't win with that. So they're going to lie. I don't know how else to tell you. They're lying to you. We've already seen Jensen have to basically break his own back on his own insulin bill because the Republican Party demanded it be killed. And so the guy who had crafted this bill, who'd carried this bill, had to kill his own bill, not because he wanted to, but because he was betrothed to the Republican Party. There is not a single damn Republican that's got any kind of ability to deviate from the far-right Republican course. and they might put on their gee gosh gee willikers look. They're lying. They will take their orders from the most far-right extremist part of the party. That's not me saying it. That's themselves saying it. When was the last time you saw a Republican with the guts, to break from his own party and basically vote against what the far-right extreme was saying? We saw last year, even the common sense no-brainer bills, nope, Republicans were in unison against them all. There's no wiggle room here. They're lying. They've got to trick you into voting for them. And sure, in some places like the school board down in Hastings or in some tertiary suburb in the north, they might be able to convince you, there might be enough far-right Christian nationalists to say, oh yeah, sure, okay, I guess we can get the extremists in there. But if you are in a Democratic district or even a toss-up district, don't buy this lie. This, I'm really a moderate. This candidate who can't scrub the red off their political signs fast enough, that buries their endorsements on their webpage. I'm a free thinker. No, you're not. If you're a Republican, you're only going to do what the Republican Party, the far-right elements of it, are telling you to do. This is why even guys like Ken Buck are leaving the Republican Party. I mean, Ken Buck's not a middle-of-the-roader. He's kind of more on the extreme side. And he can see that this is not going to go anywhere good for him. So I just don't know what to say to you. I mean, it's just clear. They are telling us exactly who they are. They look at a budget surplus and they can't even say, hey, great news for Minnesota. It's like, no, it's a horrible news once again. They're so broken, they can't ever work for the better of the state. They have their far-right agenda that has nothing to do with Minnesota. It's written and developed in Dallas or Oklahoma or Wyoming, and it's shipped here. And they're basically told to jump, and they say, how high? There is no moderate Republican left. There isn't. And so in all of these suburban races, in all of these districts, when that Republican comes out and say, gee, Wilkers, where did you ever get the idea? I'm just a blind vote for the Republicans. They're lying because they are just a blind vote for the Republicans. Extremism has taken over that party, and you will not get rid of it. My guess is for the Republicans who are still out there with some sort of conscience, instead of basically blindly voting Republican this year, maybe it's time for you to start sitting out a few elections and making the rest of the far right realize they need you far more than you need them. They are the ones who sat there. They are the ones who freely answered this. They are the ones that are calling for a Christian nationalist nation. 53% of Republicans in the state of Minnesota want to force Christianity, but not really Christianity, their Republican version of Christianity. They want to force that on everyone else. They want to force that on everyone else. And there isn't a freaking moderate Democrat left. So whenever they tell you, I'm not on board with that, they're lying. They're just lying. Remember that. God, I mean, it's not like we don't have signs. Do you remember that one year when the Republicans, they basically got enough Republicans to pass a bonding bill, and by basically giving those Republicans a bunch of money for their individual districts, and the Republican Party ran those Republicans out of the party? Remember that? There is no moderate left. There isn't any independent thinking left in the Republican Party. It's just democracy on the line this election. Just keep that in mind. No, the border is not the most important thing. It's whether or not we have a country anymore. And if you're anything but a Trump Republican Christian, They're going to force their agenda on you if they win. If you're Muslim or Jewish, if you're atheist, or if you're a Christian faith they don't agree with. What do you mean you're teaching the Gospel of Matthew? Don't you know that that doesn't count anymore? Yeah, you should be pretty freaking terrified. And you should not sit here and just accept that when that plucky little moderate Republican comes on out, that moderate, I'm a moderate, I'll agree with the Democrats some of the time. No, they won't. Nope. They are a rubber stamp for the rest of the party. They're lying, plain and simple. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So, have lesson learned, everyone? Good. Let's give away a copy of Tom Hartman's new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back. Caller number 5, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Caller number 5, you'll win yourself a copy of Tom Hartman's book. Good luck, part of Listener Appreciation Month, right here on AM 950. 952-946-6205. Caller 5, good luck. We'll take a break. Come on back. I got some outstate news to get to when we do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show.
Next Chapter Booksellers is the perfect destination for indoor winter activities. Cozy up with a book. They have all the best sellers and new releases. Plus, their booksellers are great at making recommendations. Beyond Books, enjoy mind-bending puzzles and family fun board games for those snowy days. And don't miss Next Chapter's in-store events, book clubs, author signings, and children's story time. So stay busy this winter with Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Crooner's Supper Club invites you to enjoy drinks, a delicious dinner, and live music from both big-name local and national artists in a wide array of styles. Before or after your show, check out the new Maggie's Lounge, a perfect spot to visit with friends. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 with cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65, a little piece of old-school nightlife in the 21st century.
The vehicle for the Minnesota family is the Toyota Sienna, and the best place to get one is Rudy Luther Toyota in Golden Valley. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. I have 3 kids, and the Sienna hauls all your kids' sports and school gear easily. I can attest they're the safest vehicles, trust me, protecting your most valuable cargo. They're the perfect vehicle for the spring break or summer road trip, and the hybrid model is insanely fuel efficient. And Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Siennas. Get one today. It's my highest recommendation. Rudy Luther Toyota, west of Minneapolis on 394.
I'm the host of Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. In this radio show and podcast, we have conversations with heart-centered thought leaders to explore their pathway to becoming free, and we will shine a light on what has been hidden, often in plain sight, what they pay attention to, and how it has transformed them and others into a higher level thinking and feeling state during this time of great change. Explore being consciously aware, authentically free, and courageously sovereign with us. Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 950, and check out our early release episodes that drop Thursdays on your favorite podcast apps.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Patrick, we'll find out the winner here in just a second. We do have our winner of the book here. We'll mention that in a moment. Two stories from up north there. First of all, how much longer will the Skyline Parkway up in Duluth be open? Now, if you've never done the Skyline Parkway, it is truly one of the most prettiest roads I've ever been on. It is an absolutely gorgeous stretch of roadway, runs on the very top of the hill in Duluth and gives you spectacular views of downtown Duluth as well as Lake Superior. And, of course, there are a lot of people that like to speed on it and speed on it fairly strong. There apparently has been a few accidents, including some deaths. 2 deaths in the past month underscore the possible life and death stakes of the inaction of doing nothing there. Some people want to shut it down, and they kind of point to when they shut it down during COVID and said, you know, this would be a good idea. I got a very easy solution. Just put some of those big rolling speed bumps on it. If you just put some of the big rolling speed bumps on it, people can't go fast on it. And by the way, you probably shouldn't go fast on it anyway. It's a spectacular view. But I would, yeah, I would make the argument that's the easiest way for you to solve that problem would be to basically just go on out there, put big rolling speed bumps along the entire stretch of it, and that would slow traffic down pretty substantially. I don't think we need to shut things down. It can't be an either the drivers are there or they're not there. I think we can cab the drivers there because for all of us, and Duluth is a very pretty town. The Skyline Drive is very nice. Patrick, who is our winner of the book here, by the way?
It is Gary in Denver, so we have a very wide-reaching audience. Congratulations, Gary in Denver.
Denver, Iowa?
Denver, Colorado.
Wow, that's a little bit of a surprise. Hello, Denver. By the way, love your town. Denver is a very cool town. I was out there a year and a half ago and just fantastic. Went up to Rocky Mountain National. Beautiful. Denver's fun. Go out and visit Denver. Gary, enjoy the book from Tom Hartman. Another giveaway tomorrow. And make sure you're listening in to Native Roots Radio as well as also with Ghost Box Radio with Greg. Okay? All right. The other story. I got to tell you this because, boy, I got a feeling someone is in big trouble here. The Virginia City Council, yes, Virginia, that Minnesota town, I've spent a lot of time out there, has approved an emergency ordinance Tuesday night prohibiting targeted picketing in residential neighborhoods in the city of Virginia. The new ordinance stems from AFSCME Local 454, which consists of 60 city workers picketing outside of city council homes in the past 2 weeks, according to Mayor Larry Cuff Jr. Sue them in court, they'll lose. If it's a public street, they'll lose. Seriously, it will. So, sue them, they'll lose. The American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees, Local 454 recently filed an intent to strike after several unsuccessful mediation sessions with the city. March 5th is the first day the union members can legally go on strike. After the 30-minute meeting recess, things heated up even more when Councilor Julianne Paulson, who's an absolute jackass, brought out a basket of pacifiers to offer to the union members. The meeting was cut short Tuesday night due to the caucus and had to wrap up after 30 minutes. Cuff said he was unaware of Paulson's actions at the time because he had his own challenges with the bargaining unit members. Lots of insults were flying. We are all dealing with it. But Cuff added that Paulson's actions were unprofessional and uncalled for, even with the negotiations being very difficult this time around. She understands that. She was just frustrated. Well, no, she was just a douche. That's what she was. And tell her I said she was. Maybe she can prevent me from being anywhere near her house. Because she's scared. I got something for you. Why don't you give the workers what they deserve and don't be jackasses? And then people don't protest your house. And you don't have to be a jerk with the pacifiers. All union people, you should be paying attention to what Paulson did here. Because this is pretty egregious. The meeting was called to order again at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Paulson apologized later in the meeting. I think she realized she you're in Virginia. It's a mining town. For God's sakes, union people are all over the place there.
I just want to take this time to publicly apologize for my actions after the council meeting last evening. It was not my intention to offend employees.
Bull crap! You brought a box of pacifiers because they were babies, because they're not... You know, why aren't they happy about me cutting their pay and no benefits? I'm paraphrasing, but you see the point. My intent was not to offend employees. You lying sack. What was your intent then? After being targeted, picketed, and harassed, my business window was shattered. My business mailbox has been damaged. I'm the victim. I added the I'm the victim part. There have been things said to me about me. My personal phone number has been put out to the public. I've received 8 calls, and I got caught up in the heat of the moment. I just want to apologize to everyone in this room, to our employees for getting caught up in the heat of the moment. So basically, hey, even though I was trying to be a jerk, I wasn't trying to be a jerk. You're all jerks. But hey, I guess I'm sorry. That's Paulson's road to he's a profile and courage there. Hey, I got this. Why don't you pay the workers what they deserve, make sure they get their benefits, and stop being jerks? Then they won't protest you. Then you don't have to be jerks and apologize. But hey, that's just me. Uniontown. You guys, what happened to you in Virginia? What happened to you guys in Virginia? Native Roots Radio is up next. Have a good one. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.